This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And today we're joined by Jason Schwantz, who leads refined fuels at CHS, to provide some insights on the latest updates and trends in the energy industry. Jason, as we all know, we've had some major disruptions in energy supply and demand over the past 18 months or so. How have those disruptions, you think, affected energy supplies on the farm?
You know, I think we've had this pandemic, which has really taken down the demand that everyone had and really put actually a crimp on refiners because, you know, without that demand, they weren't able to run quite as strong as they probably would like. It was tough on them making some money. Thus, they throttled back. And if you look at the Midwest supplies, diesel fuel is actually running down on the low end in the Midwest. Really, really low supplies. I think if you look at this spring, though, cooperatives and others have done a really, really nice job, and the grower probably won't see too many disruptions. You'll see some disruptions. Fargo Grand Forks, there was some problems. The pipelines, you know, were getting pretty skinny there. You get to the end of a pipe, but I know on the CHS side, we have some storage there. We were able to help some people get through it. You'll see some problems, but I think as far as the grower, I think it's been pretty good on the supply side, other than some few disruptions.
Well, let's look ahead then. What do you recommend for farmers for the rest of this growing season and then into the harvest season this fall?
If you look at it, this spring, I recommended that people fill up and the prices just kind of kept climbing. I think as we come out of this pandemic, prices are just going to continue to probably creep up a little bit. I think it's slowed down some. We've had a lot of that recovery already, but I would always recommend with supplies being low that people fill up, make sure your tanks stay full so you don't have any problems. And I do think this summer we're going to have some pent up demand that's just going to drive prices a little bit higher.
How do renewable fuels factor into the supply-demand equation?
No, I think if you look at renewable fuels, they're a nice complement to fuels. They provide some octane that's needed in gasoline. If you look at it, that's a really, really nice benefit. There's some RIN benefit that refiners can get out of there. You know, they've got to comply with the government and get these RINs. And I think the more they blend, you can get a little bit more there. I think it's a good deal for the farmers and for, you know, refiners there, that they have an octane blend that they can help out with on the gasoline and really, you know, provide a benefit to rural America.
All right. Jason Schwantz, who leads refined fuels for CHS. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. To hear more from Jason and other CHS experts, join Around the Table Live, Navigating Energy Policy and Trends, on May 27th at noon Central Time. Learn more and register at cooperativeownership.com.